This is the NewsRamp, Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. It's Thursday evening, August 13th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
Tech media breaks, Freight Technologies launches automated CFDI invoicing for Fleet Rocket platform. Freight Technologies, Inc. launches automated CFDI invoicing within its transportation management system, Fleet Rocket. This feature, available to Pro and Enterprise subscribers, integrates Mexico's electronic invoicing requirements, including automated CFDI stamping and invoice management. The platform streamlines the submission process through a certified provider, eliminating the need for separate invoicing tools for cross-border logistics operators.
Mission IR news breaks. Fingermotion Inc. acquires 9.9% stake in Lycan.ai, enters enterprise computing market. Fingermotion Inc. has acquired a 9.9% stake in Lycan.ai, entering the enterprise computing market with the $500,000 stock deal. Subject to TSXV approval, this move marks Fingermotion's strategic expansion alongside its mobile data and telecommunications operations. The company aims to build a recurring revenue enterprise compute business, leveraging Lycan's ecosystem with NVIDIA and Dell Technologies Canada. Fingermotion plans to pursue scalable enterprise compute opportunities over time, pending commercial performance and regulatory requirements.
Hacking incidents trigger rise in cybersecurity investment. Recent AI hacking incidents involving major tech firms like Meta, OpenAI, and Anthropic have led to a surge in cybersecurity investment. These incidents highlighted the potential of AI in exploiting system vulnerabilities. Companies like NVIDIA Corp are likely to benefit from increased cybersecurity spending. Trillion Dollar Club, a specialized communications platform, provides tailored corporate communication solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience of investors, influencers, and consumers.
More U.S. universities rush to offer AI degrees, but is it worth it? More than 150 U.S. South universities have expanded or launched AI-related programs between 2022 and 2025, creating 40% more degree options. Enrollment in AI-focused master's degrees is surging faster than in graduate education overall, reflecting the growing interest in AI. Students looking to enhance their AI skills may consider opportunities at firms like AI Maverick Intel Inc. that have integrated AI into their operations. Tech media breaks, Night Food Holdings Inc., DBA, TechForce Robotics, enters LOI for potential deployment of up to 5,000 robotic systems. TechForce Robotics, a subsidiary of Night Food Holdings Inc., has entered into a letter of intent with NBR Intelligence Pty. Ltd. to potentially deploy up to 5,000 robotic systems. The companies aim to integrate TechForce's AI-enhanced robots with NBR's Minas Industrial Intelligence Platform, starting with 5 pilot systems. The plan includes an initial deployment of 100 systems, followed by approximately 500 systems per month until the total quantity is reached.
Tech Media Breaks SKYX Platforms Corp. reports record Q2. Revenue of $25.30 million, up 14% sequential. The company's gross profit increased by 4% year-over-year, while net loss narrowed to $8.20 million. With $27.70 million in cash, SKYX aims to deploy over 1 million units by year-end 2026. The company continues to expand its retail distribution and develop an AI-driven system for its e-commerce platform.
One in three journalists using Harrow now filter out pitches identified as entirely AI-generated, according to featured CEO Brett Formulo. Formulo noted that about 21% of pitches score as 100% AI generated, with journalists able to opt out of receiving them with a one-click filter. The conversation also delves into the broader shift in the media landscape, with journalists exploring new revenue streams and the changing dynamics of media relations. Satya Rajashi wins Bronze Stevie Award in 2026. International Business Awards. Joshi's work focuses on making AI research and educational resources accessible to various stakeholders. His efforts have been recognized for their innovation, leadership, and impact on a global scale. For more information and a list of category winners, visit the International Business Awards website. Investing in Android program, I help you email your newsletter. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.